Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, this week, the governor has unveiled his fourth budget proposal in his first term, which calls for an increase in state spending. House Republicans, of course, have come back with their feelings about what the governor's planning to do. What's your aspect on state spending for this year and the budget process?
Governor Tom Wolf unveiled his fourth budget proposal, which calls for $33 billion in spending. It's about $1 billion more than the current year's budget. I, along with many of my House Republican colleagues, are concerned about the overall price tag, but I am pleased to see that it does not contain any broad-based sales or income tax increases. The governor is asking for additional investments in education, workforce development, career and technical education, and other areas, and funding to continue to help address the opioid epidemic. After the address to the joint session, I joined my House Republican colleagues in standing up for taxpayers by outlining four principles that we want to see in the next enacted budget: developing work and economic opportunities, educating for success, escaping government dysfunction, and protecting families and communities. Appropriations Committee hearings on the budget proposal are slated to begin the week of February 20th, and more information about the budget proposal is available at www.pahousegop.com. Again, www.pahousegop.com.
Also, some legislation has been passed by both the House and the Senate that will help to increase transparency and change some lobbying practices in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Bipartisan legislation designed to increase government transparency and more appropriately address unlawful lobbying practices is headed to the governor's desk for his signature after receiving a concurrence vote in the House. House Bill 1175 would increase fines and penalties for violations of the Lobbying Disclosure Act by raising the maximum penalty imposed by the Ethics Commission from the current fine of $2,000 to $4,000. The bill also would increase the maximum administrative penalty that may be imposed for negligent failure to report under current law from $50 a day to $50 per day in the first 10 days and $100 for each late day after the first 10 late days and $200 for each late day after the initial 20-day period. The bill would also impose the current electronic filing system for lobbyists, and this system would ensure that the penalties for violating the public's trust would be better aligned with the crime and is an effort to help restore the public's faith in government.
Also, we have trout season coming up in Pennsylvania. I understand there's some great information available for anglers.
Yeah, it's an exciting time of year as everybody gets ready to hit the streams. To find out when your favorite fishing spot will be stocked with trout from the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission, stocking schedules are now available in print, online, and on the Commission's Fish Boat PA mobile app. The Commission plans to stock 3.2 million adult trout in more than 720 streams and 126 lakes open to the angling public each year. These figures include approximately 2 million rainbow trout, 640,000 brown trout, and 500,000 brook trout. The average size of the trout produced for stocking is 11 inches in length. The statewide opening day for trout season is Saturday, April 14th, but the regional opening day in 18 South Central and Southeastern counties is Saturday, March 31st. Additionally, the Commission will host Mentored Youth Trout Days on Saturday, March 14th for those same 18 counties, and on Saturday, April 7th, statewide. For more information about fishing licenses or regulations, or to check the online stocking schedules, visit the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission website at www.fishandboat.com. Again, www.fishandboat.com.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Ryan McKenzie.